And a good example of that, let's take it full circle, is the Jesse Smollett's of the world that will create a fake situation and try to tar Donald Trump and his supporters with hate. When in fact, if those same individuals like Jesse Smollett would look in the mirror, what they would see would be, of their own reflection, would be hate. And it's also a message that the Department of Justice, the Trump Department of Justice, the new Trump Department of Justice is sending a message. We're not only going to take you out, but we're also not going to let your families off the hook. Okay? We're playing hardball. You see, many people question whether the indictments are going to happen. And the reason why I am very beyond confident that they're going to happen is because Donald Trump knows this. If he does not cut the head of the snake off, his family and his children, their lives are in jeopardy. Period. This is a death match.
Nearly every major asset class in the world is overvalued. Gold and silver are one of the assets that haven't risen to absurd heights, and central banks, along with the largest investors in the world, are buying gold and silver at unprecedented levels. What do they know, and how can you benefit? Buying precious metals requires trust, and Miles Franklin is the Rolls-Royce of the precious metals industry. That's a bold claim, and it's not an exaggeration. Residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the federally non-regulated precious metal industry, Miles Franklin maintains a staff that averages 25 years in the precious metals industry and is celebrating their 29th year in business without ever receiving even one customer or regulatory complaint, ever. Miles Franklin is a company you can trust, and when you boil it all down in these crazy times, isn't trust the most important part of any business relationship? Doing business the old-fashioned way, favoring customer relationships and real-time accessibility to the less personal and less secure modern digital alternatives. Consider Miles Franklin for all your precious metal needs. Call them today. You will be glad you did.
I agree with that. Now, let me ask you, getting tied into that, Mitt Romney doesn't like him very much. He's been very vocal on that. But now, over the last 3 weeks, he's talking about the unaccompanied minors coming over, and it's been this tidal wave. Why do you think he's doing it? Is that to point fingers at Trump that what he's doing isn't working?
I'm not a fan of Mitt Romney. I believe he's a globalist hack. I think he's owned and operated by the deep state. I think Mitt Romney will do, and I feel the same way about Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell and many of these other people, probably 99% of them in Washington. I'll tell you what I think changed Mitt Romney's mind. I think it changed many people's minds. The Mueller report. I think the release of the Mueller report has altered the political landscape in Washington and around the world. And the reason is because the Mueller report was supposed to be the flamethrower, the bazooka that took down Donald Trump, disenfranchised the MAGA movement to the point where it was done, it was over. That didn't happen.
It did the opposite, don't you think?
It did. It no. did. And Sarah, this is not done yet. You know, there's a list I can go through. Mitt Romney all of a sudden changing his stripes a bit on this issue is just the tip of the iceberg. I mean, this is some of the things. Let me give you a couple of things I've come up with that changed with the release of the Mueller report that showed that there was no, and collusion is not a crime when you speak to attorneys, right? What they were really looking at was treason by citizen Trump, President-elect Trump, President Trump. Treason. Actively working with the Russians to change and alter an election. That's treason. That's treason. The Mueller report revealed, yes, there was no collusion, but in other words, there was no treason. There was no crime. And as I'm speaking of this as a little old country doctor. But if there is no crime, because that's the first part of the Mueller report, if there is no crime, how can you obstruct justice if there is no crime? Many people say, well, if the president was, or Citizen Trump was thinking about how he was going to alter the investigation, well, that's obstruction. So, in other words, what those people are saying is they want to convict Donald Trump of a thought crime. And if that's the case, how is this any different than Hitler's Nazi movement, than Mussolini in Italy, than Stalin in Russia, than Mao in China? It isn't any different. There was no crime. And because there was no crime, you can't obstruct justice. But here are the things, Sarah, that have just occurred, that have occurred since the Mueller report. The Green New Deal faced a vote in the Senate after the Mueller report was handed out. Zero, nada, nothing, zero votes for it, 57 against it, four Democrats flipped over. 43 pulled in Obama. Why do I say that? Because when he was in the Illinois state legislature, he kept voting present, right? Because he didn't have the stones enough to vote yes or no on a bill. And the reason is because he wanted to preserve his legacy so he could not be held accountable for the votes he took. There is leadership by that spineless worm. The votes were 43 presence of the spineless worms in the Senate, many of whom are running for the presidency in 2020. That's the kind of leadership you want from a Cory Booker, Elizabeth Warren, from a Kamala Harris? Present? Are they going to vote present when they're dealing with Putin? Are they going to vote present when they're dealing with North Korea? Another event. The national emergency veto override was defeated in the House. Do you honestly believe that there would have been 43 presidents voted for the Green New Deal, that they would have, they would have voted like crazy for it? They would have voted to override his national emergency veto, but it didn't happen because the Mueller report was released. On March 28th, all of a sudden, some Republicrats, some with an R after their name, at a committee hearing of the House Intel chairmanship, Schiff called that he needed to be removed from the chairmanship and from the committee and even from Congress itself. That wouldn't have happened if the Mueller report had shown collusion. Pelosi all of a sudden started talking about no impeachment. That omnipotent individual, John Brennan, former director of the CIA under Barack Obama, who was screaming that this was treason for 2 years, and he had evidence that on March 8th, Donald Trump, his family are going to be handcuffed and let out of the White House. Well, after the Mueller report, what did that little weasel have to say? Quote, I guess I received bad information, end quote. This is a guy that touted his sources at above everybody, that he knew all before any American, any person in the world. Quote, I received bad information. Let's see how that flies at his trial, because I've always said, Sarah, and I stand behind it based on what I've been told. One of the first high-level people that's going to be indicted. You want indictments? This guy, this piece of garbage, Brennan, is one of the first people that's going to go down.
Many are aware of curcumin's great multifaceted benefits. It has antioxidant protection and hormone balance support. A research study indicates curcumin can help protect against estrogen-mimicking chemicals, help shield against free radicals, and encourage normal cell cycle growth, amongst many other things. But the Rev Genetics curcumin has been shown to get 270 times more of the compound into a woman's bloodstream than standard curcumin supplements. This means that this product works much better than any other curcumin supplements on the market. I am so excited to be able to offer this to you. Click on the link below and see scientific studies, charts and comparisons, and much more. Well, how are they going to get around it? Have they cleaned up the justice system enough to be able to get these indictments through?
Look at the number of judges that have been appointed at the different levels, the district level, the appellate level. President Trump is even making inroads in the Ninth Circuit, getting people in there.
Because they have to clean that up. Go ahead.
When he came in, Sarah, he had a bunch of dirty cops.
Yeah, he did.
The FBI, Department of Justice. He had a bunch of dirty judges. So everybody wanted him to bring these indictments right away. Oh, my goodness. Okay, here's what would have happened. Let's say on February 1st, a couple days, a week after he was inaugurated, they unleashed some indictments. Every single one of those people would have gotten off on a technicality because you had dirty cops working with dirty judges with a completely dirty Justice Department. What has happened over the past a little over 2 years? 28 high officials within the Justice Department and the FBI have been removed, fired, reassigned, under investigation. That has never happened in our country's history. So the first part was let's get the cops clean. Let's clean them. Let's get the dirty cops out. And then they started appointing the judges. And I can't remember what number we're up to now, but I think it's close to 200 new judges have been appointed since President Trump got into office, and more to come, plus two Supreme Court justices and a third one potentially pending in the near future. So one, he had to clean out the dirty cops. He had to clean out the dirty judges. We're now at a point, and what I've been told as far as the timing, first part, Barr needed to get in. They had to get Barr in there. Look, I believe Sessions did some good. I know everybody wants to paint him as a do-nothing guy. No, I think Sessions did some really good things. Hoover. Working with Horowitz, the Inspector General of the Department of Justice, that one report already came in on Hillary's emails. The other report is coming, as I understand it, probably in the next month, in May sometime, on as it relates to the FISA abuse. Think of this as a baseball game. Sessions was the starting pitcher of justice. He had to shut the leaks down. He had to clean out the dirty laundry. He initiated that. He instituted that. He had to start getting the judges getting through the process and approved. But now they brought in a middle inning reliever. That was Matt Whitaker. And now they bring in the closer, and that's Barr. And yes, I understand Barr has ties to the deep state. I understand that Barr was the attorney general for George H.W. Bush, a known globalist of near the highest order. Bad guy in Dave Janda's book. But I believe the President Trump would not have put Barr in there unless he had essentially flipped him. And I think if you look at how Barr has handled himself, it is evident that he is not playing for the deep state. He is not playing for the deep state. If he was playing for the deep state, I believe the Mueller investigation would have kept going for God knows how many more years, for at least two more years. It was very soon after he became attorney general that all of a sudden, okay, Mueller, okay, he's handing in his report. And within 48 hours, he got that summary statement for the public, for Congress and for the public to see. And now he has sat down and he's been, I think, pretty very strong on this. He's going to put, and all he had to do was accept the report. He didn't even have to put out a page letter that he did. Now he says, I'm putting out the redacted Mueller report, and I'm putting it out. And the word I hear, it's going to be out in mid-April. Okay. And he's already set the guidelines. And he said, look, there are four categories that are going to be redacted because I'm following the rule of law. Don't ask me to turn over the unredacted document. Don't ask me to turn over the unredacted document with the supporting evidence because that is illegal. Don't, Nadler, you're asking me to do something illegal. I'm not going to do it. We're reestablishing the rule of law right here, right now. That is the importance of what he's doing. And he said, look, there's four categories. One, information that violates the privacy of individuals. Two, classified information. Three, grand jury information. And four, information related to ongoing investigations. We are going to have that tabulated, and we are going to get that to the American public and to Congress. And the word I hear is by mid-April. Now, here's the other part. The globalists, the deep staters, the Nadlers, the Pelosis, the Schumers, the whoever on the Republican side are going to say, well, you know, this has been misrepresented. This will be misrepresented. And Attorney General Barr has said, I'm sitting down with Mueller and his team so that everybody is on the same page with these redactions. So he's taking that off the table. But you know that the deep state realizes that this is going to be a nothing burger, this release of the report, because what are they doing? They're going back to the only little morsel of a bone they have left, and that is they're continuing to scream about, we want President Trump's income taxes again. We're back on that.
Oh, that's ridiculous. They're back to that. Yeah, they're back. That's all they got.
They're pushing on that, Sarah.
But okay, now it's so ridiculous. Okay, so now what about the fact that the treason is selling our uranium and all the Clinton Foundation? If there's treason anywhere, it's that behavior and all the deep state players that were involved in that and the coup they just tried to do against President Trump. Are we going to see a flip towards going after those people? I mean, that's the indictments, right? I mean, that's what we want.
I truly believe the Clintons are going to go down. And many people believe that's hopium. I think that based on what I'm hearing. And the reason is because all you have to do is go back to December 13th, 2018, the testimony of Moynihan and Doyle about the Clinton Foundation. And their bottom line conclusion was run like a criminal organization. It would laundered between a minimum of $450 million to $2.5 billion through that foundation for money that was not for charitable causes. I believe the Clintons will be taken down in an Al Capone type of maneuver, in a sense that they are going to take them on the IRS, if you will, stipulations on tax issues. That's how they're going to get to the Clintons. And when that occurs, they're also going to compile the issues with Uranium One. With, if you want collusion of Russians interacting, right? It's now public knowledge because of the alternative media, the DNC, the Hillary Clinton campaign paid for the fake Russian dossier that was fabricated by Russian, that had ties to the Russian government.
I think that would help a lot.
That is collusion.
And we need that.
And there's ties to Ukraine. There's ties to the Ukraine. The Ukraine adversely tried to affect the election on behalf of Hillary Clinton. And that will be tied to the Clinton campaign and tied to Joe Biden.
Well, we know they did it with Bernie Sanders. I mean, we know they have that track record. We know that the congressional with Debbie Wasserman Schultz against Canova, we know they did it there. I mean, there are things going on that's so obvious. You know, the Canova thing is obvious. They just have, and so all the evidence is there. People need this. People need some high, and we need to be fed this information so we can say a high level person is going down, so that people can continue this hope. And it's not like a bunch of people who are just strung along thinking that God's, I don't want to hurt, you know, I love the idea of God supporting this, but we can't just like put it all, I mean, we have to have specific facts saying that this is going forward, because then otherwise you just feel like you're delusional. And
correct. And there is a timeline here. Barr gets in, Mueller report comes out. The redacted Mueller report comes out. So the summary, then the redacted report. That hits in mid-April, as I understand it. In May comes the OIG report, as I understand it, about the FISA abuse, which is in conjunction with Huber stepping forward. Huber from Utah was appointed with his team, and some people are saying, oh, there's, you know, he's not doing anything, or well, you know, he was never really appointed to do anything. Well, you know what, Sarah, as much as the deep state wants to put information out there. Here's a letter from Jeff Sessions dated November 22nd, 2017, from a letter from Sessions to Mr. Huber, instructing him about investigating the email situation at the Department of Justice and the FBI and about Uranium One. So the timing, Barr in, Mueller report, summary out, already done. Mueller report redacted out mid-April, as I understand it. May, the OIG report on the FISA abuse, which is going to take down a lot of people. Many people say Horowitz, the inspector general, is part of the deep state because he was appointed by Obama. Just go back and look at his testimonies while Obama was still in office of what he testified in front of Congress. He was not a team player within the Obama administration deep state apparatus. Horowitz comes in. Huber comes in. Then comes the declassification of the FISA warrants about Carter Page, the 302 forms that were filled out, the FBI forms when they interview somebody fills out 302 forms, the 302 forms of Bruce Orr, and the text and email messages between Comey, McCabe, Strzok, and Page. The president can declassify. He can do that immediately. In fact, he talked about it on September 17th, 2018. And then all of a sudden it got slow walked. And the reason why it got slow walked, Sarah, is because my understanding is that the Trump administration became aware that the deep state had counter moves in place when the declassification came up would be instituted. And the Trump administration felt that they could not completely negate those counter moves of the deep state. And they needed to block those counter moves before they declassify. And part of this is an education process. Right outside that window, the People's Republic of Ann Arbor, if you listen close enough, they're still howling about the summary statement that AG Barr put out about the Mueller report. These are people that have been propagandized, indoctrinated by the deep state. There are millions of these individuals still left in the United States. If you don't take people through this process, we're not going to get to the promised land of enhanced freedom and liberty for every American. Everybody has to have some type of knowledge base, no matter how much they want to ignore that. The facts out there, there has these stepping stones have to be in place to get us to the next level. And that's what we're in the process of doing. And then after the declassification, that's when the indictments hit.
Is the challenge is you need to educate all these people. Plus, you're fighting the deep state the whole time. So this is a major effort. And so you did a really good job here of helping us understand the timeline and why this is occurring. Let's go back to the border, which we didn't, because this is also going on at the same time where they're trying to destabilize our country. And they've been doing this for a while by bringing in more immigrants than we can absorb. They know that you can only absorb a certain percentage that can assimilate, and it's healthy. But they're bringing in way more than we can absorb to purposely destabilize our country. They've been doing it in Europe for a long time, and they're doing it here, and we're seeing it firsthand with the border. Okay, we know that Soros' money is behind it, but even deeper than that, there's all these charities that come back to Chicago, and also this church that Obama was affiliated with. That's the mailing address for a lot of these charities. What?
And we have a number of these religious organizations, Sarah, that have fed at the trough the tune of millions of dollars every year on this refugee resettlement program, that have also been complicit in the illegal, if you will, immigration corridors that have been set up around our country. So, yeah, they need to look at that church in Chicago and that are affiliated with the Obamas that's involved in this. But they also need to look at the entire refugee resettlement program and who has benefited over the years to the tune of how much money. Because it's frankly, Sarah, in my research on this, it's almost every denomination.
It's a church thing, yes.
Has received millions, tens of millions of dollars.
Yeah, they're being paid. You know, we have a big Somalian problem here in Minnesota. Now, I don't want to say it like that Somalians are not a problem. But bringing in more Somalians than you can assimilate in a healthy fashion for the local communities is a problem. They know what that percentage is. They purposely brought in more than what we can properly assimilate. And then the churches and the charities got millions of dollars to do it. So they were incented to do it. That is the problem.
Mm-hmm. It all comes down to the money. Money over freedom. You see, and that's been the business model. And I truly believe that business model is failing. That business model is being taken. And let me give you an example, Sarah. You know this pay-to-play deal, right? A month ago, when I started talking about pay-to-play, I would get this kind of feedback. I don't understand that. Let me show you with Uranium One, okay? You pay the Clinton Foundation $145 million, and we're going to make sure that you get 20% of the uranium supply of the United States. Oh,
that's exactly
right.
What's
happened though in the past month? This academic fraud issue that's essentially put the finger on not just actors and actresses in Hollywood, Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughman and these hedge fund managers of Wall Street. By the way, isn't it interesting that most of these people are some of the people that were demagoguing all of us that in liberty, that we were the ones that were discriminatory toward other Americans, when in fact they were taking their money and paying off proctors at exams for their kids so their kids could cheat on the SATs. They were paying off administrators at these highbrow higher education facilities to admit their kids when their kids had no reason being admitted to these schools because they were academically not qualified. People understand now pay to play like they never have before. I truly believe this has been going on for years, Sarah. Why all of a sudden did it get brought out now by the Justice Department? Because they wanted to put it out in front of people so that it played in the National Enquirer, so that people, when they read it in the Enquirer, go, oh, look at this. You know, it's difficult to get in school, but look at this. These people paid $50,000 for their kid to take a test alone, and then the proctor changed the exam? Oh, wait, when you say this is pay to play, so in other words, they paid that, and so the kid could play at this school. Oh, I get paid to play now.
Yeah, well, Sarah, I mean, it's that basic. I know it's that basic. And that's what gets us frustrated, is because it's so basic and we're so far over here. My son showed me a text from one of his friends. He goes, Mom, check this out. And it was a tweet or something, and it was about the pay for play to get into schools, because the college kids get that, and that pisses them off, right? Because they all worked hard to get in, and what's this? This isn't fair. And the what she said was, look, they're paying for play for getting into college. I hope this doesn't happen with politicians. My son goes, how ignorant is this person?
But it opened up the conversation, didn't it?
That's exactly right. It got her thinking, well, maybe they do this in general.
Hey, and then your son says, hey, guess what? I'll tell you one about politicians. Did you know that Hillary Clinton and her foundation got $145 million and she gave them, was involved in the giving or sale of your 20% of uranium supply? You know, that's used for nuclear weapons, huh? To Russia for that? What? I didn't hear Stephen Colbert talk about that. Really? Yeah. Do you see, this is not by mistake. This prosecution of these highbrow actors and actresses in Hollywood, highbrow hedge fund managers on Wall Street, and it gets to the college students.
It yes. gets to the colleges, the universities. Yes. It
so
pisses
when people
them off.
Say people, things aren't happening. Indictments aren't happening. Really say that to Felicity Huffman, because that opens the entire door for Uranium One.
It's just hard because it's so low level from our perspective. You know, from people who are ignorant, it's starting to trickle out and they're starting to understand. From our perspective, we're like, this is really low level. You're going after her and you got these pedophile rings and you got Podesta and you got all these people. So that's where the frustration is. The people who've spent the last 4 to 5 years learning about all this stuff. And then, you know, it's just we forget where the rest of the population's at.
And it's also a message that the Department of Justice, the Trump Department of Justice, the new Trump Department of Justice is sending a message. We're not only going to take you out, but we're also not going to let your families off the hook. Okay? We're playing hardball. You see, that whole thing about the academic was not only about Huffman, but it was also exposing her kid. And it's and what the message was, we're not going to stop. You see, many people question whether the indictments are going to happen. And the reason why I am very beyond confident that they're going to happen is because Donald Trump knows this. If he does not cut the head of the snake off, his family and his children, their lives are in jeopardy. Period. This is a death match. And he knows that if he doesn't get this done and go all the way up the food chain, and I'm not just talking about stopping with the middle-level puppets, the Soroses, and who's a middle-level puppet. Let's not confuse him with a high-level puppet or a high-level string master. He's a puppet, a middle-level, as are the Obamas and the Clintons and the Bushes and all of them, the Romneys, the Ryans. He's not going to stop with the middle level. He's going all the way up to the food chain. He's going up into the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the Pacers. He's going all the way because he knows if he doesn't, his family is in jeopardy. Their lives are in jeopardy.
Because if you just get rid of the middle puppet, you have another one. You got to get to the top. How do people learn more about you? Watch your show. You have the best platform out there. Oh. The best. If people want to understand what's going on in the deep state, you got the people on your show.
That's very kind. We do the best we can to try to educate and empower people. So we have the live radio show, of which you're a valued guest when, as a regular on the show. We're on every Sunday from 2 to 5 Eastern. Folks, it's a live show. Folks can stream it live by going free, DaveJanda.com, upper right-hand corner, hit the listen button. I have a YouTube channel, Operation Freedom. I'm not as prolific as you. I post one YouTube a week, usually on Tuesday mornings. We also have the DaveJanda.com platform, free side, public side. We upload information on a regular basis. We also have the subscription side, 30 cents a day, $9 a month. If folks don't have to sign up for a year, they can sign up for a month. If they don't like it, get rid of it. But on that platform, we have all the podcasts available. We have all the archives, the radio show all the way back since its inception, October 2010. I do an Insider Insight show where you've been a valued guest, where I bring people forward to provide information the bought off lamestream fake media is not providing. This coming week, we have Gene Ho, photojournalist of President Trump. The week after, we have Sidney Powell, I believe one of the top litigators in our country, who is actually going to dissect the border issue. And then we have my what I call my WTF show, a geopolitical analysis show where I have information forward from my sources that I've developed over 30 years of information that the lamestream won't bring forward. So that's what we have at DaveJanda.com, the public side, the subscription side, the YouTube channel, the radio show. And Sarah, I'd like to thank you for everything that you have done and are doing. I know it's very difficult to do what you do. You get a lot of grief from really bad players because you're factually based, you're analytically based, and they can't take you out. Because of your honesty and your integrity and the knowledge base that you bring to your platform. And I truly believe, Sarah, that freedom, unlimited freedom for every American is much closer because of your efforts and what you do.
Thank you so much. And back to you, like I said, I highly recommend what you're doing. And thank you so much. And thank you for coming on the program.
Thank you.